Wahyu pasal 12. Maka tampaklah suatu tanda besar di langit, seorang perempuan berselubungkan matahari dengan bulan di bawah kakinya, dan sebuah mahkota dari 12 bintang di atas kepalanya.
Chapter 12. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars.
Ia sedang mengandung, dan dalam keluhan dan penderitaannya hendak melahirkan, ia berteriak kesakitan.
And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered.
Maka tampaklah suatu tanda yang lain di langit, dan lihatlah, seekor naga merah padam yang besar, berkepala 7 dan bertanduk 10, dan di atas kepalanya ada 7 mahkota.
And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads.
Dan ekornya menyeret 1/3 dari bintang-bintang di langit, dan melemparkannya ke atas bumi. Dan naga itu berdiri di hadapan perempuan yang hendak melahirkan itu, untuk menelan anaknya, segera sesudah perempuan itu melahirkan.
And his tail drew the 3rd part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered, or to devour her child as soon as it was born.
Maka ia melahirkan seorang anak laki-laki, yang akan menggembalakan semua bangsa dengan gada besi. Tiba-tiba, anaknya itu dirampas dan dibawa lari kepada Allah dan ke tahtanya.
And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne.
Perempuan itu lari ke padang gurun, di mana telah disediakan suatu tempat baginya oleh Allah, supaya ia dipelihara di situ 1260 hari lamanya.
And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1260 days.
Maka timbullah peperangan di sorga. Mikail dan malaikat-malaikatnya berperang melawan naga itu, dan naga itu dibantu oleh malaikat-malaikatnya.
And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels.
Tetapi mereka tidak dapat bertahan. Mereka tidak mendapat tempat lagi di sorga.
And prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven.
Dan naga besar itu, si ular tua, yang disebut iblis atau Satan, yang menyesatkan seluruh dunia, dilemparkan ke bawah. Ia dilemparkan ke bumi bersama-sama dengan malaikat-malaikatnya.
And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
Dan aku mendengar suara yang nyaring di sorga berkata,
sekarang telah tiba keselamatan dan kuasa dan pemerintahan Allah kita dan kekuasaan Dia yang diurapinya, karena telah dilemparkan ke bawah pendakwa saudara-saudara kita yang mendakwa mereka siang dan malam di hadapan Allah kita.
And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night.
Dan mereka mengalahkan dia oleh darah anak domba dan oleh perkataan kesaksian mereka, karena mereka tidak mengasihi nyawa mereka sampai ke dalam maut.
And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death.
Karena itu, bersukacitalah, hai surga, dan hai kamu sekalian yang diam di dalamnya. Celakalah kamu, hai bumi dan laut, karena iblis telah turun kepadamu dalam geramnya yang dahsyat, karena ia tahu bahwa waktunya sudah singkat.
Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time.
Dan ketika naga itu sadar bahwa ia telah dilemparkan di atas bumi, ia memburu perempuan yang melahirkan anak laki-laki itu.
When the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child.
Kepada perempuan itu diberikan kedua sayap dari burung nasar yang besar, supaya ia terbang ke tempatnya di padang gurun, di mana ia dipelihara jauh dari tempat ular itu, selama satu masa, dan dua masa, dan setengah masa.
And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time, and times, and a half a time, from the face of the serpent.
Lalu ular itu menyemburkan dari mulutnya air sebesar sungai ke arah perempuan itu, supaya ia dihanyutkan sungai itu.
And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood.
Tapi bumi datang menolong perempuan itu. Ia membuka mulutnya dan menelan sungai yang disemburkan naga itu dari mulutnya.
The earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth.
Maka marahlah naga itu kepada perempuan itu, lalu pergi memerangi keturunannya yang lain, yang menuruti hukum-hukum Allah dan memiliki kesaksian Yesus. Dan ia tinggal berdiri di pantai laut.
And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of his seed, which keep the commandments of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ.